girl I hadn't seen in 20 years, still a girl to me, but she came to the office smoking a cigarette, had emphysema. Why you do it? Well, I've been smoking for 30 years, hadn't done any harm yet. Well, I said, the hell it has, you got emphysema. So anyway, she had to take the swine flu shots, and she wanted me to go over her will. She's afraid it's going to kill her. I said, my, it isn't going to kill you. After all, it always so. So anyway, she insisted. I said, Ma, I'm not practicing anymore. She told me, well, very simple. She just wanted to make minor changes. I said, all right, you come next Monday. I didn't have a secretary, so I was on vacation. So she's going to be there Monday. I'm going to do my last act of practicing law. Just matter of rewriting this will for her. So I'm really through, except for a few things like that. But I think next Monday, a week from now, I'll say I have nothing more to do with the law. Though I do go, and I'm in, well, I'm still general counsel for George Railroad Banking Company. And Tuesday, I went to a quarterly meeting of the direction, as it's called, and got a modest retainer, but do bear a little wake, except for that. Except for that, I'm through, yeah.
How old are you now?
Me? I'm 83 years old. 83 and feel every day of it. I'm in good health, though, I guess.
Well, what about your education? Did you go to, you mentioned prep school a minute ago.
I attended Somerville Academy, right? It's now called William Robinson School. You know what that is?
Right,
up the street around the corner. And I started there and I ended there. Father started there and ended there and went straight from there to Yale. My grandfather went there too, went straight to the University of Georgia. And so they thought I could go straight from Somerville Academy to Princeton, which by that time I decided to go. But at that time I didn't know. But instead I had to go to prep school in Baltimore. Gilman School is now called. It's called Country School for Boys at that time. So I went 2 years of prep at the Gilman School, and not only that, I had to study in the summertime. The entrance examinations in 1911 were different from going to Yale in 1878. Oh, by golly, I've seen some father's examination questions, examination papers at Yale, got them upstairs. I couldn't pass any of them. And I said, well, I found, of course, Greek and things like that. I wouldn't know what other things. But anyway, curriculum at Yale that time was hard. Getting to Princeton that time was hard, so I went 2 years of prep school in Baltimore, and then went to Princeton, graduated from Princeton, went to the Harvard Law School for a year, and, well, until the war broke out in April of 17, so I left, went in the Army, stayed in the Army for a couple of years, and came back, and in the old-fashioned way, read law in my father's and grandfather's office for about 6 months, and with more luck in God's blessing than knowledge of the law, I passed the bar examinations after 6 months of office reading. I mean, I had gone to law school for a year and a half, so it helped some. So that's my curriculum vitae.
So you would have passed the bar exams then in what, 1918,
1919?
Was that about when you
passed? Well, I'd been to the bar?
Yeah.
It's a very nice question. I took the examination first part of December 1919, and sometime a few days after Christmas, I got the notice that I had been admitted to the bar. I passed the bar examinations. To be admitted, they had to go before the court and take an oath and get a certificate to practice, or what it was, I guess, the license practice. And I needed $5, and I spent all my money on Christmas. And I told the clerk, I said, Mr. Dan, can't I be admitted to the bar now in 1919 or get a license practice? He said, you know, you got to pay your $5. I said, I'll be here next week, so it really is first week, shortly after January 1st, 1920. But I'd like to say I was admitted to the bar in 1919, and I'd done all that's necessary except the pro forma, ritual, paying my fee. But I didn't have $5 then. Of course, Father would have advanced it, but I didn't think it was that important. But years later, what year did you start practice? I said, well, I started practicing.